November 3rd, Thursday. How important is your environment? In 1800, in Avrion, a suburb of Paris, France, a feral child was discovered by a hunter. At the time of the discovery, the boy was estimated to be 12 years old. It was believed that he spent most of his childhood in the wild. The boy adapted to his new lifestyle to some degree, but he ultimately failed to learn his new language. This example shows the importance of timeliness regarding the environment and education. Life is determined by the covenant and God's absolute sovereignty. Depending on who lives in what environment and how that person is affected by it are extremely crucial. That's why even in an environment like the wilderness, you must enjoy being with God for 24 hours every day. In the midst of carrying out the works of God's kingdom, you must create a spiritual environment where you can receive and enjoy the filling of the Holy Spirit. The temple where the Lord's glory rests. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 35. When the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. To the Israelites who were walking in the wilderness, the Lord's glory rested on the tabernacle. It was very important for them to enjoy the blessings of the tabernacle and the temple. God faithfully fulfilled the covenants of the Exodus and the wilderness. He restored these covenants in the wilderness, instructed the Israelites to enjoy them by being centered on the tabernacle, and led them into the time schedule of completion. In the wilderness, what kind of life must you live that is centered on the tabernacle? Number one, today's answer found in the wilderness. During the Israelites' 40 years in the wilderness, they confirmed the Lord's glory when they gathered in the tabernacle to give worship. Enjoying this blessing in the fields of your life is the tent. Even now, God is actualizing the answers of the pillars of cloud and fire for His children who enjoy this tent. Number two, the answer of the future. After witnessing God's glory and answers that came upon the footsteps of their predecessors, the posterity left behind miracles of unprecedented works of faith. Those works included dividing the Jordan River, bringing down the wall of Jericho, and stopping the sun and moon. Likewise, when children of God give worship, God will accomplish the church movement through the church where the Lord's glory rests. Through the posterity who witnesses this while growing up, a great assembly will arise. Right now, just like the Israelites who passed through the wilderness, you can also receive the greatest answers. To those lives and churches that contain these answers in their vessels, God will fill them with the movement and true healing to save the 237 nations of the world. He will also fill them with the true covenant of making the remnants into the summit. Dear God, please fill my life and church with the answer of the heavenly throne. May I witness the Lord's glory and your works in order to raise the posterity who will save this age and the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.